Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wake up. It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Happy Monday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... On those good vibes, 585-252-9800, are they up? Are they through the roof? Tell us why. If not, we still would like to hear what's up with you.
What is the vibe?
Look at all of our friends knocking this morning.
Tell us literally everything. Who do you have? Do you have anyone?
That's not my job.
Right. All right. Well, good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven.
Hey-o!
Back to Roy all the way up. We only got a four-day week this week. Then we're going to Tennessee for the long weekend. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, they're going to be spending that cash going on vacation.
Crush it.
Good for you guys. Happy Monday.
Just getting after it. Who else is here? We have our girl Bridget. She says good morning.
Big B, what's up?
How are you? Great weekend this weekend, even though the weather was kind of crappy. Did a lot of spring cleaning, which made me happy. Crappy to happy. Love that.
Stop falling off, Bridge. Good weekend to do the spring cleaning. You know what I did? On Thursday, I turned the AC on. And then Saturday, I turned it off. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it was quite the drop.
56 for the high today. It's going to be beautiful out today. It's going to be sunny all day. So hopefully that has you and your good vibes, but it's not going to be warm all week.
Not at all.
Breeze, you're officially done with Lilac Festival. I would imagine it's bittersweet for you, yeah?
Yeah, I'm definitely in my good vibes because Lilac Festival is over with, and that was a lot on my body for the last 10 days, just being there all day, every day.
Also, let's give credit where it's due. Our girl Breezy completing the 10K yesterday.
I know. 6.2 miles.
What was your time?
An hour and 12.
That's pretty good. An hour and 12 for 6 miles?
Yeah.
That's good. It usually takes me an hour to walk a mile.
I was running yesterday. I was running. I think what it was is I just really wanted to get it over with. And then the last mile, it started raining. And I was like, I really got to just get this over with here.
Anyone else run the 10K yesterday?
There was a 5K and a 10K. Patrice ran the 5K, which was great. I was really proud of her. And then me and, oh God, a bunch of my friends ran the 10K, which
so
was great.
What time did that start?
So the 5K started at 8, which I'm like, why would the less mileage race start first? But I guess that makes sense. And then the 10K started at 9:30.
So let me ask you, it starts at 9:30. You get up. What do you put in your body before you
run?
Nothing.
I don't.
Not a thing.
Mm-hmm. I can't eat before I work out because I cramp.
No, I'm eating fine. That's one thing. But no protein shake, nothing.
I can't.
Just water.
I can't ingest anything. I don't even do water.
You're nuts.
Yeah. It's just my body. I know my body and I know that I can't put literally anything in it before I work out. I can't even take pills in the morning because my stomach will hurt.
So you got a lot of stomach issues.
It's not that. I just, like, I fast. That's, like, what I do. Like, I've fasted for a while. So I've fasted on and off for about 10 years.
Yeah.
So my body's pretty set on eating around 12 every, well, more like 1 every day. So whether I'm working out or just sitting, that's feeding time. So. But these things happen. How was your weekend besides the fact that you turned your air conditioner on and off?
Pretty good. I mean, I didn't do much Friday and Saturday night. It was pretty chill. But went to the Red Wings game with the family yesterday. Had breakfast with our boy Tommy Saturday morning at Park Ave. And then just ran some errands. Got a lot of stuff done. So it felt productive.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I'm excited for this week just because I've neglected a lot of responsibility when it comes to my room and my car. It looks like I'm living out of my car. I mean, which I definitely was for the last 10 days.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm really excited to just get that all sorted away.
I just really want to plug this Benson Boone thing for tomorrow night. Yeah. May I? Can I do that?
Send it.
So some of you, as you know, Benson Boone is coming to CMAC June 5th. And tomorrow is Ticket Tuesdays at Dairy Queen, so I'm going to be out at 1100 Jefferson Road in Henrietta from 6 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You can stop by and register to win. You got to be present to win. You can check out the new Blizzard menu at Dairy Queen. I'm going to be there chowing down on...
What's the new Blizzards?
Oh, my God. There's the Superman cookie dough cake batter. You got the chocolate chip. You got the s'mores, which is everyone's favorite. I got the opportunity to make one of those at the location in Greece. But tomorrow, 6 to 8, Dairy Queen in Henrietta, 1100 Jefferson Road, your chance to win Benson Boone tickets. So come on down and register and hang out. Say hi. We'd love to see you guys tomorrow night.
Gorge. That's where we'll be.
Okay. Oh, do we want to get to one more person before we kick things off with the news?
Sure. Lexi's here. She says, hey guys, feeling good this morning because I'm starting a new job next week. So I'm just prepping for that and making sure all my paperwork is in. But I'm ready for this career shift.
All right. Pop off.
Love that for you.
That's what it's about. It's a fresh start. Coming up for the big story of the day. Something big is going on in Brighton. The local police department is cracking down. I'm going to tell you what you need to look out for. It's time to keep our heads on a swivel. That's coming up next on PXY.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. Big news today coming out of the town of Brighton. Huge news. A local police department, they're cracking down on drivers not wearing their seatbelts. And starting today, going all the way until June 1st, the Brighton Police Department is joining the Click It or Ticket enforcement campaign. As part of the campaign, Brighton Police say officers will increase patrols and make sure every single person is buckled up. They say on average, someone not wearing a seatbelt during a crash dies every 50 minutes. This campaign started in 99, and police say it saved numerous lives. New York has been a proponent of seatbelt safety and was the first state to enact a mandatory seatbelt law. Seatbelt tips from the governor's traffic safety committee says you got to adjust your seatbelt so it's positioned correctly. First of all, I don't know unless you're driving in an older vehicle, it's got to be super annoying to listen to your car beep when you're not wearing your seatbelt.
Right.
So most people are buckled up just for that alone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They say the lap portion of the belt should be snug and low across the hips, not the stomach. And the shoulder belt should be snug and cross the chest and collarbone. Don't add excessive slack. Where would you guys be without us each morning? Probably smarter.
Wow.
The first time I failed my road test was contributed to the fact that I never asked the old lady giving me my road test to buckle up. And I was so angry because the whole time she was doing nothing but tricking me. You know what I mean? She goes, make a left turn at the yellow house. But there was four yellow houses. And that's basically why I failed, is because I never asked her to put her seatbelt on. And you got to do it.
At least you're not still bitter about it.
No, are you kidding me? I thought about driving both of us, her and I, off a bridge. But I assumed it would have been an automatic failure if I did.
Good vibes this Monday morning.
So starting today, just, click it or ticket this morning in the town of Brighton. I got to ask, too, speaking of being on the roads, where are all these dead deer coming from? I'm not trying to sound stupid here, but this has been consuming me all weekend because I saw a couple of things driving on 490 East and then back 490 West on Saturday. And I have a question about the deer. And maybe some of you are thinking the same exact thing. Breezy, if your father wants to join us this morning, I'd love for him to shed some light on this question.
You're seeing dead deer. You will never believe what I saw yesterday dead on the side of the road. I had to call my girlfriend immediately. I was like, I just have to tell someone. She's like, okay, I'm at brunch right now.
It wasn't a person, was it?
I guess we'll find out coming up next.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Answer me this. Where are all these dead deer coming from? Because I got to tell you, I got a lot of questions. On Saturday, driving 490 East heading towards Victor. This is before you hit the construction zone where they're replacing
a
bridge. Yeah, putting in a new road.
It's an absolute nightmare. Living right there, nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, I counted in.
You deal with that every day. So.
Yeah, I counted in like a 3-mile radius, 4 dead deer on the side of the road. Now, hear me out. On the way back going 490 West, I spot another 2 dead deer. Now, I get people hit deer all the time with their vehicles. This is nothing new. Here's what I can't wrap my head around. And I'm not trying to sound stupid, but it's a question I've had for a long time. I can't be alone here. Where the hell are these deer coming from when on each side of the expressway, you have 2 20-foot walls on either side? These walls stretch along the side of the expressway for miles. So clearly, the deer is not
the whole, not the whole expressway.
Well, obviously the deer's not jumping over these barricades, and they're not walking miles from where they entered. It just it makes no sense. Why would they charge out of the woods? Like I get if they come out of the woods, they would run into the expressway into oncoming traffic.
Yeah,
but there's nowhere within this location for a deer to just show up.
Well, there's certain parts. So like where you're talking by Bushnell's Basin, the wall doesn't start until after the colleges. So that's the one thing right there. Like, especially on the side when you're heading like eastbound, that side of traffic, it's just woods. Like,
it just looks like these deers were being dropped off on the side of the road. Is anyone else had these same thoughts?
Their moving patterns are changing. And I think one guy can help us out with this question because I don't know if it has to do with mating season or what's happening, but they are on the move.
Hey, Todd.
There he is.
Hey, there he is.
Good morning. You're resident deer expert in the house, but
Todd here,
Moose. I can help you out a little bit, but I can't explain why they're showing up. In those areas that it doesn't make any sense. But
well, that's what I'm asking. How would they possibly get in that location where there's no entry point?
I don't know the actual location, but, you know, they do wander. I mean, deer do, they're on the move this time of year because of the food source is very abundant because they're what they call foragers. They eat every bud and thing that's budding right now. So that's one of the major reasons why they're moving, because they kind of herd up in the wintertime and don't move much. But I can't explain why they're showing up on 490.
I can't wrap my head around it.
Trying to get down to Innovative Field to get the hot dogs and stuff. I'm not sure.
They got a long ways to go. If you wanted to report a dead deer on the side of the road, who do you call for that? Who's coming to pick it up?
Most municipalities have their own pickup people, the town or the county or whoever takes care of that roadway will have their people that come pick it up.
So yesterday I was driving home and I was on 490 sitting in traffic, obviously. It's absolute horrible over there. And I saw the most massive dead turkey.
A turkey?
It was huge.
Oh, my Lord.
I was like...
No, turkey season, it is mating season for deer in the fall, but turkey season, it's actually in the spring. So you do see a lot of turkeys. I just saw two last week. So
I was literally massive, right? And to see that on the side of the road it threw me for a loop.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, Thanksgiving came early.
I don't know if you know this, Todd, but what do they actually do with a dead deer like that and a turkey once it's been confiscated, if you will? Do they bury it or do they throw it in the Genesee River?
No. They usually municipalities will have a big yard or a place that they take, bury it, and cover it up because it's
really?
Have you ever seen the guys out doing it? I mean,
no.
It's probably the most nastiest job out there, where they have this crane on the side of a truck, a big flat or a big truck, where they pick it up with this winch, throw it in the back. I mean, in the fall, you'll see a truck loaded with probably 100 dead deer in their legs and heads and arms.
Where have you seen? I've never seen that.
You've never seen it? Moose, come on.
No, I've never seen that either.
I don't think many people have seen that, Todd.
Also, that's
your time
a
in LA then, pal. Well, now that you're back in Rochester, you might see one. But yeah, you see them all over the place.
I don't see that.
I was
more probably. I bet you see it more kind of down in my neck of the woods
right here.
In Ontario County, but they're out there.
I also find it so disrespectful when deer are on 490 because it's first of all, we're quasi in the city. You don't have to be here. I mean, back where I live in Fairport or Parrington or wherever it is, I live in a secluded neighborhood, so. Just this morning, I was driving, and there was four on my neighbor's lawn.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We gotta dispose of these things.
They're too close to my car for comfort.
So I was taking a stroll on the Genesee River Walk, and a dead deer was just casually floating upstream. And I thought it was a dog, but I did because the head was underwater. So I took a photo. I took a photo of it. And people confirmed it was a deer. But if anybody has 585-252-9800, knows the proper way to get rid of a dead deer, if you've had one on your yard or you found one near your property, there's a number to call. I'm pretty sure it's the dead animal removal that the city of Rochester has. And they'll come and, Todd, they'll scoop that up and put it on a flatbed, right?
Yeah, Moose. If you're looking for a little side hustle, maybe you can go out at night with a truck and pick them up, make a few bucks. That'd be great for you.
Legitimate question. I'm trying to figure out what the benefits for something like that are. What
and
benefits?
If it's not that old, you could take it home and cut off a hind quarter and eat it, You could have some free meat,
No, I'll puke.
So my brother's a hunter, but he's not good at carving up the deer afterwards. So he caught a 250-pound deer, but we got five pounds of meat out of it. I'm like, what?
What did he do?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Real quick, I want to get over to Rich, who texted in and said, "Horny, hungry, and hunted. Tough times to be a deer, but they are not the smartest animals in the world. You got to be careful in the early morning and right at sunset. That's when they're up and most active."
I've hit three deer in my life, and most of them are in this time of year or even summertime. It wasn't even the fall.
No, it's summertime.
The fall is usually the most active, but the other thing that is going on is people are more active this time of year, too. There's more drivers on the road than, let's say, in the middle of the wintertime,
Right.
So the daylights are longer, and people are moving, and the deer are moving. And it's funny you said it, because yesterday I was out driving around. I saw probably probably five or six yesterday.
Yeah.
Also, like, why do they stay? Like, whoever's going around and carry or like picking them up isn't doing a very good job because they'll be there for weeks on end. It's
somebody's got to call it in.
And also, that's not a very sought after job. So I don't think they do it that much. I mean, they got to send someone out to do it. And it's a nasty job.
Ugh. All right, 311. Is the number you can call 311 for a dead animal pickup. I still have a lot of questions on how these animals get to that exact spot when there's no entry point from the expressway, but we'll figure that out another day, I guess.
We'll have to go to lunch someday, Moose, and you're in that spot, and
driving up and down 490.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Todd.
And I'll break it. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
It's too much. Yeah, I totaled my Ford Fiesta on the 4th of July. Deer ran right into it. Literally fell on the hood. I was like, all right, this is it for me.
It's like driving a paperweight.
No, literally.
98 PXY. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How many of you have ever had to go dumpster diving? Like I did Saturday night. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 56 for the high today. A few co-workers this morning asked how my weekend was, and I said, you know, it was interesting. I spent it in a dumpster behind my apartment building.
Cute.
What did some of you accidentally throw away that was valuable to you? And there's good reason why I found myself in a dumpster on Saturday night. I had misplaced something, and I was almost positive it was in the trash, but not certain at the time. And this is probably the second time I've accidentally threw something away. And on Saturday afternoon, I was coming home from running a bunch of errands. My hands were full, but I had my lunch in the passenger seat in a brown paper bag. Well, I've done this before where I've taken my Ray-Ban sunglasses, I put them in the brown paper bag.
These freaking Ray-Bans, man.
I brought it upstairs. Well, that afternoon before I left my place, I took that bag. Because you know me, God forbid there's some trash sitting around in my apartment. It's got to be disposed of.
You need help.
Immediately. Well, I tossed it in the dumpster. And it occurred to me hours later that I couldn't find my sunglasses anywhere. And now I'm panicking.
Uh-huh.
Because this is the second pair of Ray-Bans I've lost. And God knows, they're not cheap. Originally, I thought I had left them in my car. So while driving to my buddy's house, I'm tracing my steps back on where I could have left these glasses. And it hit me and I put them in this bag that is now in a dumpster behind my apartment building. I'm already in Penfield. I've thought about turning around. I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that. I'm not going to do that. So this is just so hard for me because some of you are like me where if you don't take care of something right away, you're thinking about it.
Right.
Kind of ruined my Saturday afternoon, if you will. Because as much as I was telling myself I don't care if I get these glasses back, a huge part
You're flipping.
A huge part of me cared. Well, when I get home later that night, what do you think I did? I get out
of
my car.
To the dumpster we go. On all fours.
To the dumpster we go. And I'm looking for this brown paper bag because I got to see if my Ray-Bans are in it. And not sure when the last time any of you found yourself in a dumpster, but holy crap. For whatever reason, this particular dumpster looked like it was home to a murder scene because the walls had like dry blood on it. I'm like, oh, that's this is interesting.
Disgusting.
Here I am. Here I am past 10 o'clock at night in a dumpster with my iPhone flashlight looking for this brown paper bag. And it's one of those dumpsters where the side doors open so you can crawl in from the side. You don't have to go on the top.
Right.
So I find this brown paper bag that says Village Bakery on the inside. And it's under a wet pile of paper towel. And inside were my sunglasses. And I hands down was very proud of myself for not giving up. But I was also disgusted at the same time that I was forced to crawl through this dumpster and find them.
Yeah.
How many of you have accidentally thrown away something valuable? 585-252-9800. I'm sure most of us growing up have thrown away our retainer.
Me with my Invisalign just every Tuesday. Like, and it was always in the most unfortunate spots. Like, and my mom was always involved. She's shaking her fist at the sky. I'm not buying another one of these, Brianna. Okay.
It always seemed to be at a McDonald's.
I'm not putting it back in my mouth, so.
You take it out before you eat, you put it in a napkin, you wrap it up, and you end up trashing it every single time.
Yeah.
I've thrown away three retainers in my day. And my father, he had enough. He's like, you know what? Your teeth can stay crooked for all I care. Let's go over to Kat. What's up, Kat? My husband threw away a suitcase after our cat peed on it. He didn't go through the pockets first, and all three of our family's passports were in it. Oh, that's tough. The passports?
Tough luck. Woofington.
Hope you weren't leaving the country.
No. My God. Who else is here? Oh, right. Heather's here. She said, my boyfriend accidentally threw out my cat once. That wasn't great.
What?
Same type of situation. I had a box full of stuff, and my cat loves to play and hide. And took the box and threw it over the dumpster. Heard a loud meow. Wasn't great.
At least you know it was in there, you know, immediately. Didn't take a couple of days. Sometimes, though, cats in a dumpster, they're right at home. You know what I mean?
Right.
My aunt pulled over to throw away some trash at a local park. Little did she know one of the McDonald's bags had my uncle's gold watch in it. Why? Why did it have the gold watch?
Yeah, what?
Luckily, we went back the next day and the trash cans hadn't been dumped yet. We found it. There's a lot to unpack here.
What? I guess the next question for you is, how did you go about cleaning said Ray-Bans?
I didn't have to. They were in a brown paper bag within
under
the dumpster.
Under a moist paper towel.
But they weren't filthy or anything like that. I put them right back on the next day.
Why would you put your Ray-Bans in a brown paper bag?
Because it's easy to do that because my hands are full. I have my keys. I have my wallet. I have two bags in my hand. It was the easiest thing to do. So I saw the brown paper bag. I was like, let me throw some stuff in there, including my sunglasses. And I've done this before. The first pair I lost, wasn't able to get those back. But I'm like, I can't buy another pair. I've bought three pairs of Ray-Bans. I can't buy another pair. So I was determined to get into this dumpster on Saturday night after 10 p.m., crawl around and look for these damn things. And I found them. I did find them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, love the determination. Definitely nasty, but, like, love that moment for you. Happy you got them back.
Oh, somebody lost a wallet containing 600 cash in it while plowing. Never got that back. Oh, that's a bummer.
There's no like more anxiety-ridden feeling. Like I'm going through this right now. Like there's so much stuff in my car, and I'm like almost certain I have something that I'm looking for in one of the places, but I don't know where it is right now. And it's a brand new birthday gift, so I better find that.
So your car is that much of a mess?
I've literally been living out of my car for the last 10 days.
I could do it.
I mean, it's better that than not have clothes. I mean, the weather changed 3 times yesterday. It was raining, but then it was sunny, then it's it was freezing.
No, I didn't get that. It's not like your windows are tinted. You just have like crap everywhere in your car. You're not worried about anyone breaking in and taking anything? You don't keep anything in the trunk?
Honestly,
does your trunk?
Better than them than me. At least they're cleaning my car out. I need to get it detailed anyway. So.
Does your trunk work? Does
what
it close?
Do you mean, does it work?
It always looks open.
I don't know why everyone says that. Yeah, it works fine. I mean, it's literally been closed for all the years I've had it. So
it's like a 3-inch gap in the back. I'm like, that don't look closed.
Everyone's very concerned about my trunk. It's very much closed. I've never had it pop open on me on 490. So. This person says, why didn't you put the sunglasses on top of your hat? That was my question, too.
I was wearing a hat.
Right.
There was a lot of factors that took place here, okay? It was a stupid mistake, but we found them. We're all good. Lesson learned for the second time. I just got to figure out where that dry blood in the dumpster was coming from. That was very concerning.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
This news came in yesterday and kind of just shook everyone. Former President Joe Biden was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer, according to a statement released by his personal office yesterday on Sunday. The statement says the cancer has spread to the former president's bones. Last week, President Joe Biden was seen for a new finding of a prostate nodule after experiencing increasing urinary symptoms. On Friday, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer characterized as Gleason score of 9, which is metabolized to his bones, which is obviously horrid that spread that fast. This represents a more aggressive form of the disease. The cancer appears to be a more hormone sensitive, so they're trying to, you know, manage the symptoms and everything. But it's never good when you hear the two words cancer and aggressive together.
Yeah.
The Biden family is reviewing treatment options with his physicians, they said in a statement. But I don't know. It's just like, I just feel like he was just in office 6 months ago. It's like,
yeah, being president is not an easy job. There's a lot of stress, obviously, as we know, that's involved. That could have also been a factor. I mean, they say around 50 is when you should start getting a prostate exam and blood tests and having conversations with your doctor about screenings. Right. Some people do it at 45. I don't know. This crossed my mind a couple months ago, and if I should just do it now.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get that prostate checked.
Why not?
You never know.
You never know.
I think that's what my... I'm almost positive I think it was prostate cancer my grandpa passed from.
Then, yeah, or testicular. Runs in the family.
It was one of them back in the 90s. But yeah, you should definitely, you got to get that checked, men. It's sad to hear Biden's going through all of that. You know,
so we'll keep you updated on that. But
you said it spread to his bones,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, anyone else deal with a teenager who has no interest whatsoever in doing this one thing anymore? And this seems to be more common now than ever before. Eileen from Penfield says her son is graduating soon and is concerned that she's putting too much pressure on him to grow up. And as a parent, when do you start to pressure your teenager to finally do this one thing that I would say is pretty important? We'll tell you what it is, see how many of you can relate. Coming up next.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Anyone else deal with a teenager who has no interest when it comes to driving? For whatever odd reason, it just feels like kids today don't really want to learn how to drive anymore.
Mm-mm.
And I
can't blame them, honestly.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, like, driving, I mean, is a luxury and a convenience, but I get it. It's scary. There's a lot of unpredictable people out there, and you could be the best driver in the world, but that doesn't really matter. It's the other people around you that aren't good at what they do.
You think that's the main reason why kids today don't have any interest in wanting to drive?
Because I think it's anxiety plays a massive role in it, yes. I do.
I have family friends whose kids just turned 16, 17, and yeah, they don't even have a desire to go and take their permit test,
yeah,
let alone get a driver's license. So Breezy and I, we got this message from a listener. Her name's Eileen. This came in over the weekend about this very topic. And I thought to myself, you know, Eileen makes a good point. Has anyone else noticed this? I think most of us remember turning 16 and the first priority over everything was getting our driver's license.
Correct.
For some of us, it took a little longer than others, but no names. Eileen says, hey, Moose and Breezy, you guys rock. Is it me or do kids have zero desire to want to drive anymore? We have a 17-year-old son about to graduate Penfield High School. Go Patriots! I didn't realize that was their name. And they don't have any desire at all to get their license or even want to drive. We had planned to surprise our son with our older backup car as a graduation gift. And my husband still thinks we should, hoping it will help motivate him. But I'm afraid we're pressuring him into something he's not ready for. Just looking for some input because we need to decide really soon. And I would like to know if anyone else has noticed the same thing when it comes to kids not giving a crap about wanting to drive anymore. Thank you guys so much.
Save your money. Sell your car. That's my first thought.
Sounds like they're passing down the old beater, which is fine.
Trade it in. If he doesn't want it, don't force it. Go get your $2,000.
I think I speak for most people when I say, when you first get your driver's license, you don't give a crap about the condition of the car that's being passed down to you. Maybe teens today, because some are pretty entitled. But the day I was allowed to drive my parents' purple Ford Windstar minivan all by myself, I rolled the windows down.
He was living, honey.
I rolled the windows down. I tilted the seat back, and I drove through the streets of Greece. Blasting 98 PXY. I think the hit song at the time was Chumbawamba, I Get Knocked Down.
Just crushing it with a backwards upside down visor. And skin as orange as an orange peel.
Yeah, huge tanner. I'm not gonna lie, I love the tanning bed. Who's here this morning? 585-252-9800 if you can relate. Cause some kids today, no desire to want to drive.
No
desire. Mm-mm. Stephanie says, yes, I have a 16-year-old who was eligible to get his learner's permit and start driver's ed months ago. And for whatever reason, he's been dragging his feet. But I think all in all, I think he's just a nervous kid. He won't even ride his bike to the mailbox without a helmet on. Oh,
well, I mean, yeah.
That's probably it, Stephanie. That's probably
it. You should
definitely
be wearing a helmet. That's...
Oh, yeah.
First and foremost.
Especially if you're going to get the mail.
This person says, so he's just never going to learn to drive. It's not an optional thing to learn to drive unless you live in New York City. You have to be able to drive. No question. You must push him. I mean, they actually do make a great point, though. It's like, even if you don't want to drive regularly or you don't have a car or access to a car, you still need to know how to drive in emergency situations.
That's a good point,
like,
Breeze. I find this so interesting because when you're a teenager, that's fine. You drag your feet a little bit. But when you're a grown adult with kids and you still don't drive, how is that not a problem for you? Because I have a buddy of mine who I see from time to time. He's got 3 kids. He works full time. His wife is a stay-at-home mother, has no driver's license or vehicle.
That's very weird.
Because according to her, if she needs to go somewhere, she can just call an Uber. So
with
I asked
3 kids?
I asked him straight up. I said, what happens if you're at work? Something happens to one of your kids.
Right.
She needs to get to an emergency room right away. Does she order an Uber XL so there's enough room for the 4 of them?
And a stretcher?
So now it's basically up to him to leave work, run errands that need to be done because she can't drive, which blows my mind because she's home all day. And this would take so much off his plate. So I asked him something, you know, I said, if something traumatic happened to her, you know, when I asked, did she get in an accident? Did something happen when she was younger? And he was like, no, she's just doesn't want to drive. Not scared or nervous. Just driving has just been something she's never wanted to do.
It's very weird. This person says he's plenty ready for it, or the legal age wouldn't be 16 to get your driver's permit. You need to get the ball rolling with that and to push, or else he will push it off forever. Go driving with him and let him practice, even if it's just around a parking lot, and stop driving him anywhere so he can feel the real push of independence. That's true. I mean, like, listen, the reason people, like, whatever the reason people don't want to get their licenses, that's on them. But at the same time, if that's what they want to do and how they want to operate, they're going to need to feel the consequences of people not catering to them and enabling them to feel that way. Because
I just couldn't imagine not having that freedom to get up and go and having to depend on someone else to have to drive you everywhere. I couldn't do it. Also, here's a little tip. If you are looking to take your kid to help them practice driving, I recommend the cemetery. Because that's where I learned how to drive. Nice and slow, nice and easy. You take a couple of the curbs, left-hand, right-hand turns. It's the perfect place to learn how to drive is the cemetery. Nobody's there.
Mine was the church parking lot.
Jackie says, I didn't get my license until I was 23. And even then, I barely drove until I was 25. I wouldn't pressure, but definitely go through a professional school. Because my confidence with driving was shattered by my dad being so negative and not being able to be calm. I absolutely hate my father.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Okay, Jackie.
This really took a weird turn.
Extra messaging in.
My brother was kind of like this, like, didn't really want to get his license at first. And my mom was like, no, you're getting your license. And now he is an Uber Eats driver, so.
Yeah, your brother drives everywhere. He's a phenomenal driver. I saw him pull out of the movie theater parking lot, make a sharp left-hand turn. Phenomenal.
Just crushed it.
He absolutely crushes it. Let me get to one more here by a listener by the name of Joe. I would definitely recommend pushing your kids, regardless if they're scared or uncomfortable, because I was that teenager. My parents pushed me, enrolled me in driver's ed, helped schedule my test, and I'm really grateful. Once I started doing it, it wasn't as scary as I thought. But obviously, I don't know your kid. I just know it worked for me.
Yes.
So if you do have a kid that's scared to drive, put a helmet on them and push them to do it anyways.
Period. And that's on period.
Because having the significant other that refuses to drive and having three kids at home, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because God forbid there is an emergency. I don't know what you would do in that situation.
I don't either.
Hold on, Billy. Uber's 14 minutes away.
Hang tight.
Okay.
98 PXY. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Typically when we do this segment, There, I Said It, we feel a lot better.
Yeah, it's like a weight just lifted off.
Right? You got to clear the air. You got something on your chest this morning? Get it off. 585-252-9800. Let's get to some hot takes. We got a lot of messages on this Monday, the 19th of May. Andrea's weighing in first. And she says, people will support you all the time until you start doing better than them in life.
That's so true.
Be careful who your friends are. There, I said it. You can relate, huh, Breeze?
No, I so can.
You can relate more than you would like to admit.
I know. It's so bad. It really is. It's like everyone... I don't want to get too deep in the weeds with it, but it's like, well, everyone's like, follow your dreams. I'm here for you. Like, I'll be here for you every step of the way until you actually achieve said dream. And they're like, you've changed.
You're not the same person.
This actually happened with me with a friend who I don't really speak to that much anymore. When I first got my job here on PXY, I was like, this is literally my like lifelong dream, right? And she's like, you're just like not the same since you've, you know, gotten that job on the radio. Like, I'm excited. I'm happy. So, of course, yeah, I'm not the same.
Well, it hasn't been a lifelong dream. When did you actually know you
lifelong.
Wanted to do it?
Lifelong.
At five, you knew the radio was it for you?
I think I did. Well, I was doing performances the ripe age of five on my parents' step. So, yeah.
You and me
it
both.
It was kind of... But, right. You know, these things happen. Mimi here. Self-care is expensive. If you want me to look good, you've got to understand that comes with a price tag. Gym membership, hair care, skin care, teeth whitening, etc. Don't complain about the cost if you love the result. There, I said it.
Yeah, if you love the result, you got to be willing to dish that money out.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is, but this text said, ladies, you do not have to wear underwear with leggings. I promise you will not get an infection.
No,
there
you
I
don't.
Said it.
I can totally co-sign that. You do not have to.
Why do I feel like this is some creepy guy texting in right now?
Because it probably is.
Let's go over to Dave. Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's. To all the disgusting... Oh, it is a fast food text. Oh, how interesting. To all the disgusting slobs that listen to this show, fast food, oh my God, fast food is not designed to be satisfying. It's designed to be addictive. Wake up. There, I said it. I disagree.
What do you mean?
Well, come on. You've had Nuggies. They're satisfying.
I'm
fulfilled.
They're not.
I'm fulfilled.
I'm fulfilled for like 0.1 second, and then afterwards I'm like, oh, my stomach.
Remember when we went to McDonald's together and they forgot your sauce? And on the very last nugget, you decided you were going to sue them.
They're so annoying.
All right, let's go.
I only really eat McDonald's like maybe twice a year. But when I do, I love it. And then I feel horrible about myself. Not because I ate it, but the indigestion is just, it's too much.
Have you ever had a Big Mac?
Still no.
You never had a Big Mac.
About me. You know that I haven't.
I just wasn't sure if you went behind my back yet.
It's the best running bit we have. Why would I ruin that without video content?
That's true. JC says passing a cyclist should be mandatory for your driver's exam. If you can't pass a person on their bike that is following the rules of the road, you shouldn't be allowed to drive at all. It's basic public safety. Also, you should be taking public transportation. There, I said it.
Okay.
JC sounds like he's a cyclist.
Okay, this kind of piggybacks off of that. The city that you enjoyed in your 20s isn't trash now. You're just old.
How did that piggyback?
And that's why, what do you mean?
How did that
I mean, people are cycling in the city. People are cycling down Park Ave all the time. It's not that I don't like Park Ave. It's not that I don't like Rochester, but I'm a Fairport girl now, so.
By the way, I don't understand when people get pissed off at bikers for not being on the sidewalk. They can't ride on the sidewalk. That would make things way worse. As a kid, sure. But they belong on the street. There is bike lanes on the street.
Yeah.
Some of them just suck. Yeah. I think we can all agree with that. Well, let's go over to Karen. Hi, Moose and Breezy. So I find people who do this hilarious, but you don't become cultured by spending a week in Bali or sipping wine in Italy. There, I said it. This is low-key my sister to a T, and it's so annoying.
Ibiza. I spent the summer in Ibiza. Okay.
I'm cultured.
So cultured. I love that moment for you. This is interesting. Friendships die the moment you are in love. There, I said it.
Why is that?
I honestly kind of agree with this. You know, everyone's like, I'm in love with my best friend. It's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Like, that's not your best friend. That's the love of your life. Like, there's a difference. And yes, you can feel a strong friendship with your partner, of course. But there's...
Why can't they be your best friend?
It's different.
Maybe for you.
No.
I would like to think that my mother is my father's best friend.
She doesn't have any other friends?
She does, sure.
She doesn't have any other best... Well, we know what happened. But...
No, she does. She has best friends. But I'm just saying, like, that's your... That becomes your best friend, does it not?
No. No, I think they can be your best friend. But the friend? No.
Why, though?
Because it's not the same. It's not the same.
You can't even explain yourself.
No, because, like... The reason you have a best friend in life is to bitch about everybody else. That's the reason you have a best friend.
Including your partner.
They can be there for you. Yes, including your partner. They can be there for you in times when nobody else can and be an ear and a shoulder and everything, every other body part you can name. Like, maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe I am. But I can wholeheartedly say that I don't get angry or upset with my best friend ever. Like, I never really get annoyed with her. I'm never really talking about her to anybody unless I'm saying good things about her.
Yeah. You know, one of my best buddies of almost 22 years, I've never really gotten in a fight with him. Isn't that crazy?
But that's what I'm saying. I mean,
I'm not saying I disagree with you, because I'm the type of guy where, all in all, I don't think I would want my spouse to be my best friend.
Nah. Nah.
All right,
I know my girlfriend's gonna be like, what? I'm not saying that Patrice and I aren't best friends. I think she is my best friend. It's different.
You gotta have a go-to.
It's different.
Yeah, you guys have sex. It's different. All right, let's go to Steve. And we'll wrap it up. Steve says, after hitting 35, I've come to the realization that I just want a very boring girl who doesn't like to go out a ton, enjoys making sourdough bread, and enjoys arts and crafts. I think women like this today are impossible to find. There, I said it. Aww. I don't know, Steve. There's plenty of girls like that that live in the South Wedge. Just keep your head up, buddy. You'll find her. You'll find her, buddy.
Oh, I hate it here.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. A new bill was introduced in New York that seeks to enhance transparency when it comes to car pricing. And it's requiring that tariff-induced price increases be displayed on all new cars sold within the state. So it's known as the Tariff Transparency Act. That was introduced by State Senator Jeremy Cooney, and the bill would require a display on all new vehicles for sale. And I know some of those tags sometimes, when you walk into a dealership, it's like, how much is this? It's like, well, it's worth $34,000. We're selling it for $70,000. So it's going to be... So it's going to show you an estimate of any increase in price resulting directly or indirectly from tariffs imposed by the federal government. So on that window sticker, that's where you learn how the price of the vehicle is calculated. And what we're doing in our legislation, said Cooney, is providing more consumer information so that they can know the impact of tariffs on the price of the vehicle. And he emphasized that the bill is about fostering accountability and trust between a salesperson and customers, because sometimes salesmen don't have the best reputation.
Right.
Come on down. No credit, no problem. No license, no problem. No legs, you're fine.
No bank account, no problem. We'll figure it out.
So they want to feel that they're not misleading their customer. Everything is transparent.
Right.
You know, here's the cost, but because of the tariff policy that President Trump has put into place and all the federal lawmakers, we have to charge you this much more money, Cooney said. And that's the whole point of the Tariff Transparency Act. So you'll see that now at dealerships within New York State. It's all about being transparent.
We love the tariff transparency. So your resale value of this is going to plummet. So thank you so much for shopping with us today.
You know who's transparent? My friends at Ide. So go see my friends at the Ide family of dealerships. They'll get you into a new car. Coming up on the show, treating kids like adults.
Yeah, listen, I guess we've talked about this before on the show about how when my little cousin's daughter was giving me attitude and I was like, what's your problem?
Oh,
my
yeah.
mom's like, she's four. But
that's right.
Okay. I guess I just like when it comes to, I'm just so I put everyone on the same playing field.
I'm
an equalist. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just want to make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity.
Right.
Even if it's not the opportunity that maybe they were hoping for. But last night, on the final day of the Rochester Lilac Festival, I found myself in a situation that my girlfriend was cringing on the inside. She was like, You can't do that. I'm like, why not? Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened and if I'm in the wrong, coming up next.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in her hometown of Houston.
You know, I think some of us more than others have to remind ourselves that you can't always treat kids and talk to them the same way you would an adult.
Yeah.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
I have a very hard time with that.
Well, how many of you catch yourself doing this? Because Breezy, yesterday you did this at Lilac Festival and your girlfriend was mortified.
Mortified. Absolutely mortified. So, I don't know. I mean, like, I am the worst ever when it comes to placing someone's age. Like, kid, adult, tween, I don't know age.
You put them all at the same level.
I'm so anti-ageist, it's not even funny. You know what I mean? So.
It's odd, but I know what you mean. It's just odd that you would do that. You're talking to a 52-year-old man the same way you would a 7-year-old child.
And I think that's just on me being fully me. I'm not going to change myself for anyone. Sorry. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I refuse. I'm so authentically myself that I'm not going to change the way I'm speaking. Although it may be, you know, PC and I should be myself ever so slightly.
Can we go back to the time you had lunch with your cousin?
Yeah, let's do a little recap.
Her daughter and your mom.
So my mom, my aunt, and then my cousin's daughter, so I guess my second cousin technically.
Yes.
We're out to lunch at the mall and I live like literally right near the mall. So my mom was like, join us. I was like, okay. So I met up with them and this must have been like fall, summer, I'm not sure. And I go up and approach them at the table and I was like, hey guys. And my mom says hi to me, my aunt says hi to me, and like my little second cousin refuses to speak to me.
Right. No recognition.
And I'm like, hi, how you doing?
Crickets.
And after the third hello, I was like, what's your problem? My mom was like, she's four.
She's four. So we're not going to talk to her like
that.
We're not
going to. And then she started to get a little like, like scared of me? I'm like, no, but like genuinely, what's your issue? Don't disrespect me in the middle of champs. What's wrong with you?
You see what I'm saying here, guys?
So a similar situation happened last night. My girlfriend was absolutely mortified. So we were at Lilac Festival for the last day, and they had this huge red Adirondack chair sponsored by KeyBank. And it was like a focal point of the festival. Everyone was sitting on it, taking photos. So
it's similar to the one they have at Pelican's Nest.
Correct. Same thing. So we're sitting on the chair, and I'm like, it takes like 20 minutes to get in the chair because it's so high and you got to hoist yourself up and whatever. So I can't like get out of the chair to like find someone to take a picture of us. Cause I was like, let's take a picture in this. This would be cute. You know, whatever content. And I'm just like barking orders from the chair at like anybody who will listen. I'm like, hey, like, will someone take a photo? And this little girl is passing. God, she must have been like, I don't know, maybe 7, 8.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. And she looks at me and she's like, I'm like, will you take a photo of us? And she points at herself, like me. And she runs. She goes, Mom. Starts running.
It's called like, stranger danger, Breezy.
Like, you just literally scared her, the living daylights out of her. Stranger danger.
Asking
you can't talk to a child. First of all, you can't ask a kid to take a photo of us. No, that's crazy.
Second of all,
what are you doing? What are you doing? That's, self-awareness.
There's thousands of people at Lilac Festival, and the one person walking by to take your photo, you as a 7-year-old. I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, I couldn't either. But I was desperate. So she completely ignored me and ran to her mom sobbing.
I find it interesting that your girlfriend is younger than you by a couple of years.
She's literally 1 year younger than me.
Typically schooling you on how to behave in society. But, you know, for whatever reason, she's younger, but has more life experience. See, because
I wouldn't say life experience. I think just manners in general.
Yeah, right. I don't have kids. Basic. I don't have kids of my own. And I sometimes have to remind myself when I'm speaking to my niece and nephew that they're also not 41. So I can't be that direct with them. But if they were to ask a genuine question, for example, like, I have to stop myself from giving a genuine adult answer.
Right.
If they ask where babies come from, my initial reaction would be to tell them. No stories about storks or magic. I would just be fully transparent.
You sending links to sites are crazy.
I would be tempted to just speak to them like an adult and use the correct language and terminology. And this is why I need to be supervised.
Yeah, nobody trusts you with the nieces and nephews.
I think my sister-in-law would have my head. If I were to speak to my niece and nephew about where babies come from before she got the opportunity to explain to them, can you imagine?
No, they would be in therapy for the rest of their life.
Can you imagine?
No, that's really tough. So I guess that's something that I like need to work on, especially before I have kids of my own, God willing. Like, I don't know if it's just because like I haven't really been around many kids or if I'm just such a blunt person that I'm like, hey.
I think it's a little bit of both.
To
be completely honest.
But I was, I'm not going to say I was embarrassed because I definitely wasn't, but I was just kind of like, oh, you can't really say that? Sounds good.
Asking a 4-year-old what their problem is wild to me.
Yeah, that was wild. I was on one that day. I really was. I was kind of pissed. But she sent me over the edge, so that's her fault.
Do you even have assets? What are you pissed off about?
Oh, I'm like, are you paying for lunch? I didn't think so. So take that frown and turn that upside down. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're gonna
disrespect.
You're going to be a great mom, Breezy.
Thank you.
Six o'clock news. PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental confidential.
Am I the jerk for refusing to take my neighbor's kids to school? This is crazy because for whatever reason, some people are just so comfortable with asking others for favors. And then getting upset or offended when the individual they asked for the favor says no.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you have ever been in this exact situation? And I can guarantee you it's more common than most think take a listen to the message that came in from a listener who wants to remain anonymous this morning. So we'll call her Sandy. But Sandy says, I'm a single mom of two. I work until 10 p.m. and I have a car. My neighbor's a stay-at-home mom of three, married, has no vehicle. I don't know her that well. And we recently just started to get to know one another as they just moved into the house down the street 3-4 months ago. My two kids go to the same elementary school. My neighbor has one in kindergarten, one in elementary, and one in middle school. I get my kids ready so I can drop them off at 7:30. Well, I had agreed to help her out and take her kids to school a couple times because she was struggling. So last week I knock at the neighbor's door and only one child comes out. Then my neighbor tells me that her youngest is having a difficult time waking up, and if I can drop her one child and my two off at the elementary school and then come back for her and her youngest and drive them back to the same school. I felt bad, but I agreed, which was a mistake. Can you imagine? They're not ready to go. You got to go back, come back, get them, go back to the same destination.
Right.
That's ballsy to ask. She goes, so I had a meeting for work and I told my neighbor in advance, I'm not available and she will have to make other arrangements. So I'm in my Zoom meeting and I'm receiving all these messages from said neighbor about how this wasn't the deal we had and that she had to take an Uber to drop her child off at school and that even though she doesn't have a job, she also still has things to do and gets busy. I never replied to her because I don't want to say something rude and I don't want to start an argument. She texted Friday at 11 asking if I had tortilla chips because she was cooking something at 11 p.m. She constantly crosses boundaries and asking for favors. Our kids have become great friends, and I don't want to put a wedge in the relationship, but I don't want to deal with her anymore. Yeah. So am I the jerk for not taking her kids to school anymore, even though I agreed to do it once in a while? How would some of you handle this situation?
Oof. That's so tough.
I don't...
That is tough.
I'd say just put your foot down and say, no, not doing it.
No, not doing it.
Just because you have a vehicle now, all of a sudden you have to chauffeur her kids around?
Right.
Why is that your responsibility?
It's not.
Because they're going to the same school and they recognize that. Not fair.
Not even remotely. I mean... I think that a lot of people have like these deep-rooted people-pleasing tendencies that they want like everyone to like them and they want to make others' lives easier when it inconveniences themselves. But at the same time, it's like enough is enough. You've done what you needed to do. And for her to be like, this isn't our deal. This wasn't what we agreed on. It's like, okay, I'm allowed to change my mind with my car, my kids, my vehicle. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, very much so. 585-252-9800. If you've been in a situation like this with a neighbor, Angela says, no, do not give in. It's not your responsibility. Don't make her make you feel bad.
Right.
Because you were nice enough to do it the first time, the first couple times, and help her out. And I think so many people have a neighbor that comes over, and of course you want to be friendly with neighbors, you know, sometimes you have their back, vice versa.
Right.
But when the neighbor starts to feel like, hey, you're taking advantage of me here because you need something, I mean, you can see right through somebody.
Correct.
It's like, you don't really want to be friends with me. Your kids just need a ride to school.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. And growing up, we had kids down the street that went to the same school as us. And, they'd get dropped off at our house every morning, and my mom would take us and them to school just to kind of help out their mom. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, I don't remember the case, but it was a situation where they got used to being chauffeured around.
Right.
And then that ended the friendship.
So tough.
Brian says, I have a lady just like this in my neighborhood who anytime we ask her for a favor, it's no, but so quick to come to us and ask us if we can drive their kids to school.
Right.
Because our daughters are in the same exact grade. I would say no, absolutely not. You don't owe this woman anything.
Correct. This person says, what was her plan when she moved in?
How does she not have a car? What's going on?
Right. Like, where's the school buses and all of this? People are like, what happened to the school buses? That's the thing about it that absolutely kills me is like, there's so many parents that will not refuse will not put their kids on the bus for whatever reason. And I always was under the impression that that being driven to school was never an option because both my parents worked. And like, I'm not saying that other parents don't work that drive their kids to school, but they're so entitled to think that they don't have to ride the school bus because mommy and daddy will just drive them in their Lexus. It's like, what's going on here?
There's so many kids today that will not take the school bus.
No.
Or, I don't know what...
That's the precedent that you set as a parent. Like,
There are some districts where kids in the neighborhood have to walk 2 miles now to take the bus, which is absolutely insane.
No, yeah, it's crazy.
We have Angel on the line this morning. What's up, Angel?
Hey, so she should let this said neighbor down easily. It's not that hard to do. Just imagine if it was... like, for example, my wife's sister asks me from time to time to take her kids to school because my daughter goes to the same school.
Sure.
And I'm over here like, you guys live right up the street from the school. Can't you just walk the kids?
Right. So it takes longer.
It's my daughter.
So basically they're going out of the way to drive their kids to you. And then you're going all the way past probably their house anyways to drop them off at school.
No. I have to drive my daughter to school
right
every morning, but I have to pass their, almost past their house because I just take the first side street before their house, but they can easily walk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They just want me to stop at their house to take kids to school.
Wild.
Which I kind of, you know, I don't mind because they're my nephews, but.
Has there ever been a time that you said no?
Yeah, there has been because I have to get to work and meetings and. So on and so forth.
Right.
But it's letting them down easy. They understand. And I hope this neighbor understands. But, you know, again, I see where she's coming from. She don't want to wedge the kid's friendship. So.
Well, think about this for a second, Angel, because I thought this was wild. The fact that she went out of her way to actually say this. This woman, Sandy, comes to the door. She agreed to pick them up to school. Only one child comes out. The other kids weren't ready, and the neighbor said, I need you to go drop my daughter off with your kids, and then if you wouldn't mind coming all the way back to come get me and my daughter once she's ready and drive us back to the same location. What?
Right.
What?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
And that's where we say,
absolutely
no, thank
not.
You.
Yes, and she did it. Some people are pushovers. No offense, Sandy.
But the person who did it, she's very kind-hearted. I'd give it to her on that one.
You better
very
believe it.
Kind-hearted.
Yeah, you better believe it. Thanks for calling in, Angel. Appreciate you, man. we got a lot of texts on this.
Angel says, let them down easy.
You got to let them down easy. And it's okay sometimes to put up boundaries and say, no, I'm not comfortable doing this anymore. And it's a liability, too. God forbid something happens. I don't want to be responsible for your kids.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
And it happened to my buddy. He moved into a new neighborhood, and then a couple months later, another family moves in. And this mom comes marching down the street while they're having a block party, and she says, hi, I'm so-and-so. Listen, I found out that our kids go to the same school. Would you mind picking up my kids tomorrow to drive them? What? Who are you?
No.
People are bold.
No, yeah, they're ballsy. They literally couldn't care less, so.
See you on the bus. All right, thanks for the messages. Sandy,
strap them to the top of the car.
Sandy, let the neighbor down easy. You've been very kind and very
accommodating,
generous.
Yes.
And accommodating. You've gone out of your way to help a couple of times. This woman is interrupting you at 11 o'clock at night.
It's insane.
Because she needs tortilla chips. If she doesn't have a car to get to Wegmans. Well, you know what you tell her? No, I don't, but go ahead and tell Wegmans they can drop it off to you. It's called Instacart.
It's just the disrespect. It's too much.
All right, we'll do another parental confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Wake up to PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Benson Boone on PXY mornings. Make sure you guys join me tomorrow at the Dairy Queen in Henrietta, 1100 Jefferson Road from 6 to 8. I will be there eating blizzards and registering you guys for a chance to win to go see Benson Boone at a show at CMAC. On June 5th, tomorrow night at the Dairy Queen in Henrietta from 6 to 8.
Vibrant color, oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
It's a good one this week. Breezy, you're going to go home tonight and watch this film after you and I reenact it, and then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Can't wait.
Feel free to hit us up on the text line or the phone line, 585-252-9800, if you know the name of this film. It's not really an old one, Breeze. This is a conversation between mother and daughter. And I think one of the things, one of the big reasons that I wanted to do this film too and have you review it is because I thought parts of this movie would reflect the relationship that maybe you have with your mom. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So there's a lot of fighting going on in this scene. You have the first line. You're playing the daughter. I am playing the role of the mother.
Oh, God.
And you are frustrated with so-called mom because mom doesn't believe in your dreams. She doesn't believe you have what it takes to get into the college that you want to go to. Very frustrated.
Sure.
And she's never really believed in you or had your back for that matter. So be the method actress. I know you know how to be. I will set the tone. It's raining out. We're in the car. We're driving. Lights, camera, action.
Mom, you're not listening to me. I want to go to college where there's culture, at least Connecticut or New Hampshire, where writers live in the woods.
You can't get into those schools anyway.
Mom!
You can't even pass your driver's test. You think you can get into those schools? You can't get into those schools.
Mom, you wouldn't even let me practice driving.
The way that you work, or the way that you don't work, you're not even worth state tuition, Christine.
That's not my name. My name is Ladybird.
Well, actually, it's not. And that's actually ridiculous.
Just start calling me by my actual name, which is Ladybird, okay? Call me Ladybird like you said you would.
Your name is Christine. And you should actually just go to City College. You think you can get into an Ivy League school over my dead body? With your work ethic, Christine, just go to City College and then to jail. And then back to City College, and then maybe you'll learn to pull yourself up and not expect everybody to go bend over backwards for you.
Why can't you just be supportive? I hate you. You've never supported me. You suck, okay? Just because you made nothing of yourself doesn't mean I plan to do the same.
Oh, cut the crap, Christine.
My name is Ladybird, and I hate you. Jumps out of the car.
Cut. That was you flopping around in your chair. That's you jumping out of the car?
Yeah.
Well, that's as good as we're going to.
I opened the door and then my body hit the asphalt and then
right.
I screamed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well done. Well done. What's the name of that film? 585-252-9800. We said it three times. What could it possibly be? Let me ask you something. How did this movie reflect the relationship that you have with your mom?
Well, I've never seen it, but the scene specifically,
we just acted. Yeah,
this
yeah.
We've had this exact conversation, not about the supportive, but I was kicked out of my mom's car at one time.
where
mom has always supported me, even when she probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, she is.
We got in a fight.
She's your biggest fan, your mom.
We got in a fight. I was like probably in high school and I live on like I grew up on like a very, very busy intersection. And
yeah.
My mom, we got in a fight and she was like, get out, literally right before the crossing of the intersection. And I was like, okay, well, this is where I die.
And then she made you.
And she drove off.
And she made, how long of a walk home is that?
It was probably a mile, but she came right back, so.
The guilt got the best of her.
Well, I was like, I'm not crossing this 7-lane traffic. Like,
the guilt got the best of her. I feel like your father would be more to do that to you than your actual mom.
Nah.
Yeah, someone got it right away. They're like, hey, guys, this might be a long shot, but is the name of the movie Ladybird?
Yes. We only said it three times.
So, Breezy, you're going to go home tonight, watch Ladybird. And then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. By the way, highest rating of any movie we have ever acted out and reviewed on this show. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 99%.
Really?
This is a great film.
Crushing.
So please do better than a 3.8 tomorrow.
I'll try my best, but it's not up to me. You know what I mean?
98 PXY.
Rihanna, PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. How many would you agree, how many would agree that the key to happiness in life is keeping your expectations low?
In the ground, if you will.
No, well, no, not in the ground, but not expecting too much from the people around you.
It was just last Monday we talked about like advice your mother's given you. And I think my biggest piece of advice that I received from my mother was keep your expectations low so you never get disappointed.
So if I go to go get ice cream, I have to, in my head, say to myself, I need to expect it to just be okay, not great.
I think also in the sense of just like not getting too hyped up for things.
That is no way to live. I'm sorry. The problem we're having here is you personally have been disappointed so much that now that's your rule.
It is.
Right? Who's disappointed you? Who hurt you?
Oh, I mean like everybody, but I mean, the list is too long. It's only a 4-hour show and we're coming up on the end here. But I think one of the biggest things is, for example, yesterday, I set my sights on a race. I ran my first 10K, which is 6.2 miles.
Nice job, Breeze.
And listen, I am a runner, okay? Like, I do run. I've ran a half marathon. I've ran a bunch of, you know, 5Ks. And I do enjoy running at my leisure. But I'm not going to lie, like, I haven't ran that distance in about a year when I thought I was signing up for a 5K, which was the run of the green on St. Patrick's Day, and I confused 5K with 5-mile race.
Right.
So that was tough with no training whatsoever. And I did it, and I was also like 80 pounds heavier at the time, so I was like, oh, okay, pop off. So yesterday, I knew I had signed up for the race. I had talked about it with a couple of different people. And they were all pretty gung-ho on a training process and schedule, and they were really going for it. But with Lilac and me being very busy these last 2 weeks with my birthday and with working every day, I had no time to train for this.
No time to train.
And I really, like, I was texting my friend, and I go, listen, it starts at 9:30. They said all runners need to be off the course by 11:30. That's 2 hours. I said, I think maybe I could do it by 11:45 at the absolute earliest.
If I'm running 6 miles,
right?
You know I'm stopping to walk every 10 minutes. I have to do it. My heart will explode.
So I'm like, I'm talking myself completely down off of thinking that I could achieve any type of greatness.
I'm sorry, that's a ridiculous thing to do before you're getting ready to run a marathon.
It was a 10K, but yeah. Marathon's
that's
crazy.
For me, that's a marathon. Listen, the most I've ever run long distance, 5K. I was very proud of myself for finishing it.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, you know, if I finish it before 11:30, I'm happy, right? Because I don't even think I will be able to complete it in the 2 hours allotted. And I am proud, very, very proud of myself to share with the class that I completed, not only did I complete the 10K, but I broke personal records at the 10K. So
it's pretty good.
I ran my fastest mile time ever. I hit a mile in 9 minutes and 22 seconds. I've never ran that fast in my entire life. I don't know if it was the adrenaline. I don't know if I just wanted to get it over with. I'm not really sure.
You were running from something.
I ran my fastest 5K ever, which was 30 minutes flat. So that's if you give or take a 10-minute mile, which is great. And then I completed the 10K in 1 hour and 12 minutes flat. See, I didn't even think I could do it in 2, let alone an hour and 12 and finish before all of my friends. But the question I'm asking is this. I'm not talking about this to just boast about my times and how great it was. What I'm asking is, do you think that I was proud of myself because I doubted myself so heavily at the beginning that when I actually did well, it was that much more rewarding. Because doing well is one thing. Okay, great, you did well, that's awesome. But not believing in yourself and doing well, that surpasses any feeling I think you could ever give yourself.
I don't know. I think it's a pessimistic attitude to have right at the start of the
pessimistic race. Or realistic? I mean, that's the biggest question, because...
So what you're saying is prepare for the worst, but still pray for the best. There's no other way to look at it. You're preparing for the worst, but hoping you do okay.
I think it's actually lack of preparation in general, because it's not like I like actively pursued it to prepare for the worst. I just didn't have time. Like, I was bracing for earth-shattering impact of embarrassment, and I was absolutely thriving. I broke 3 records, and I think that's what you have to do going into things that you're unsure about, is just think, hey, I'm just trying to survive. And when you end up thriving in place of surviving, that's when you're going to absolutely feel your absolute best.
No, I don't operate that way. Because all the experiences and the things that I've been through in life is talking myself up and saying, I know I can do this. Because if you see it in your head, you can actually do it. The body doesn't know the difference.
Sure. I think that...
If I go into a race and be like, oh, this is going to be terrible, it probably is going to be terrible.
But I think what I was most proud of myself for was the fact that my body had the ability to run 6 miles without training. The most I ran before the race, I think, was a mile, maybe 2.
Yeah, but and also, like you said, though, you're 80 pounds lighter than when you last ran.
I'm also an athlete, so.
Oh, that's what you wanted to basically do the segment on, is you being an athlete. Got it. Right. All right.
Not to boast, but I'm definitely an athlete. And I don't know. I think I just was proud of myself. Not for anything other than I really didn't believe in myself. And maybe I should switch that attitude. Maybe I should shift it slightly, because I crashed.
Live, laugh, love. Give freely of yourself. Because you want to, not because you expect anything in return. Right, Breeze? Right?
Because you won't get anything in return.
Right, okay.
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're just after 10:30 later this morning. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.